T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Y98, it's Courtney and Company, and today's best music online at y98.com. You have to see this video. I have to see the video, too. I just read about it this morning.
Pretty freaky.
And I was going to talk about it in the 840 Schmig. But Jordan Peele, you know, from Key and Peele and director and writer of Get Out, put together a video to show how it's getting harder and harder to believe what we see on the internet. And he used artificial intelligence and President Obama to create this fake news video.
Like, it's President Obama giving a speech.
And it's amazing because it's, you know, he's doing the voice of Obama, but it's Obama talking and the lips match up. It's like the bad lip reading. It's unbelievable.
It is really scary.
Yeah, so we have that online at y98.com. We also have
a world record. Did you see it? Do you notice that we have not gotten a lot of world records in the news since Guy Phillips left the show? It's bizarre.
Yeah.
This one is worthy of a world record, though.
The most handstand push-ups?
Yes, in a minute. 37.
Oh, my gosh. He's like, yeah, that's not even right.
That's crazy.
And the richest person ever from each state, if you're curious how you stack up.
Not at all. I was at my golf league on Tuesday night, my ladies' golf league, and a girl that I was playing with said that she had to get a CPAP machine. Lance Hildebrand has one.
Oh, yeah. Sleep apnea?
Yes,
yes. And she's like, oh, it's so attractive at night. I go to bed and I've got this big mask on. I look like Bane from Batman. And she said, so this is where my life is.
Oh, yeah. This is my life.
Yes. And that made me think, like, what are things that you have that are now norm for you that you thought would never be norm for you? And this is where your life is now. Jen has a bunch in the last 2 years.
Okay, but let's talk about one that's not totally depressing. My awesome minivan.
Yes.
I swore for years. Like, ugh, I don't care how great you say they are. I will never drive one. I will drive an SUV until the end of days. And then I realized, like, I didn't have enough room to... It wasn't just my kids. It was like my kids have friends. I'm like, oh, great.
And it's comfortable.
Oh, my God. It's the most amazing thing ever. Sliding doors so your kids don't smash their doors into anyone else's. I have HD radio. Ryan is so totally jealous of this minivan that he loves it. And we convinced our neighbors our neighbors have the same one. There are three of us who all have the same one.
So it's like the minivan cul-de-sac.
It's like the mom mafia. We're going with our black Toyota Sienna Swagga wagons. But oh my gosh, I love it. But that is my life right
now.
Yes.
Like, I remember when I had to buy it, my feet started hurting me and I'm like, oh, am I going to be one of those people? Yes. I did not go to a doctor though. I just went and bought the inserts that you put in your shoe.
No, that's a tough one. My brother and I together were like, no more cool shoes for us. Like, we're only going to wear comfort shoes.
Yes.
When
does that happen?
In the last couple of years for me.
And I see people in really high heels. I'm like, you're going to pay for that someday, sister. But we thought it'd be fun for you to text or call us. Cats are another thing for me. This is where my life is. Cat vomit is a part of my life. So we would love for you to call or text with the thing that is part of your life now that you never thought would be. You can call or text us at 314-531-9898, or from Illinois, call us at 618-397-9898.
Just a young gun. Y98, it's the Courtney and Company show, arguing off the air, because Courtney still can't get over Kevin's font on his phone. That's Kevin's life right now, man font. But this comes from a woman who... has been completely blind. I'm pretty
distance,
sure you
distance only distance
legally blind for 5 years and refuses to go. Every time she can't see something, she's like, I need to go get my eyes checked. You've been saying it for like maybe 7 years.
And pop That is probably correct. Maybe longer. I'm a hazard on the road. All right. We're talking about, this is where my life is now. Something you never thought you would buy or get, but it's just a part of your life. CPAP machine is something. Lance has one. A girl in my golf league has one. Let's go to Joni. And Kevin, Joni was Jackson's teacher.
Oh, hey, Miss Joni, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm well. As you know where my life is right now, it's not
well,
too
yes,
bad.
Well, yes, I was thinking about that with your text earlier, because that's kind of what I had to give up, you were talking about, because we run kids everywhere. The other day, I did, instead of going into my kids' piano lesson, and read a book, because I haven't been reading a book in so a whole book in such a long time.
You know where your life should be, Miss Joni? Getting a new phone.
I know.
It's hard
her
to
life
hear
is
you.
Still, ouch. Talking into an orange
it's
juice
really
can.
Hard to understand right. you, Joni, but you also mentioned something about sensible shoes now.
Yes, I have to wear sensible shoes. And the big reason I'm calling is because I never have a commute, but today I had a teacher conference, and I saw a mattress.
You saw a mattress. Mattress? Where was the mattress?
I drive for a walk like I'm 5 blocks work, so I listen to you guys while I get ready.
Well,
so,
where is the mattress, Miss Joni?
255 by exit 10.
Did you get that,
Lance? Thanks, Joan. We'll talk later.
Yeah.
Thanks, Miss Joni.
Bye. See you later.
All right. Lance will give us the number of mattresses and ladders on the highway. Let's go to Pam from Florissant. Pam, where's your
Hi.
Life? Where is your life now?
Oh, well, it's not so much of things I've had to buy. It's just a life change that I've had to do. I've now had to, never thought I would ever have to rely on my permit teenage driver to drive me everywhere.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Because I've suffered, because of health issues, have suffered severe vision loss.
Oh, so wow. You can't see if you can't see if he's like following the rules of the road or not.
I can enough.
Yes.
I tell you what, I've taught her how to drive. And she gets her license in July, and she is a phenomenal driver.
Oh, well, that's good. That's good. And you're not holding on to those you-know-what handles a lot, right?
Once in a while.
You're right.
But, that comes with the territory with anybody.
Yeah. And the invisible brake on the passenger side, too.
Oh, yeah. I hit that all the time. Hey, thanks for calling, Pam.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. I thought it was going to be because she likes to go to have a drink. That's where my mind goes.
That's where your life will always be.
Yeah, I know, right? This is Kathy from Fenton. Hey, Kathy, where is your life now?
Oh, my life is compression stocking.
Oh, that's part of Jen's life.
Yeah, someone was just talking to me about compression stockings yesterday. Do you have do you have bad veins?
I do. And I'm old. And I'm on my feet all day, too. Oh. So, yeah, I had to do it like about a year and a half ago. And
Maybe someday they'll come out with... I'm sorry. Go ahead, Kathy.
I call them my granny stocking.
It's like Spanx for your entire leg.
Yeah, but you should do something fun with them.
She has the skinniest knees in all of St. Louis County.
Thank you for calling, Kathy.
Sure, thanks.
Okay, bye. But, you know, like a design.
Like a cool tattoo. Like it looks like you have a tattoo.
Yeah.
They do have some of those. I'm fine with it just looking like skin tone so people don't realize you're wearing it.
All right, I realize it. Sandy from O'Fallon.
And her vision say it. Right.
Sandy from O'Fallon. Hey, where is your life now?
Good morning, guys. So right now my life is in the loud Jeep driving to work, but my husband has the minivan that I swore we would never buy.
Yep.
So I am a minivan driving football dance mom, and to be honest, I love it. I don't know what one would do without it.
I like the football dance mom instead of soccer mom. I think you should put everything you like. I'm not a soccer mom. I am a baseball, basketball, gymnastics, ballet mom.
Yep. Well, I can add cheerleader mom and all that to the mix also. But no, minivans, I mean, they're really underrated. I love it. We could fit 7 people in there.
The rest of the world is missing out. That's all I'm saying. They're that great.
Sold. I'm going to get a minivan.
It has three DVD players in it. It's a wonderful road trip.
Tim, I think that a minivan's really going to help your dating game.
Yeah. Three DVD players? Is that what she said?
That's, yeah. Tim, I think you can start. You can call your van the sweet spot.
Yeah, I'm in. I'll do it.
It wouldn't make you look like a perv at all.
Yeah. I need a good, like, airbrushed mural on the side, too.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
The sweet spot.
Here's Lance Hildebrand with the heart of the rush hour.
Sponsored by BP Gasoline, since Joni mentioned it.
198 with The Weeknd, whose life right now is a success after writing an album of heartbreak.
And the epic picture.
Oh, yeah. From Coachella over the weekend. He's in a picture. And the headline was, check out Nicki Minaj's crazy outfit. And then I clicked on it and I'm like, who is that woman standing next to Nicki Minaj and all these rappers? It was Shania Twain.
Mm. It's a great picture.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so we're talking about where your life is now. And, you know, just the different things that you have to do now that you never thought would be a part of your life. Melissa called. She is 40, and since she was 35, she used to make fun of her mom all the time, crossing her legs when she sneezes. She's had to do it now for about 5 years.
Oh, yeah, she has kids.
Yes, she has children. And we had a bunch of texts as well.
Yeah, keeping hard candy around, and they don't even have kids. Don't even.
Oh, know. That's like a grandma thing to do.
Right.
Totally.
Plucking chin hair.
Sorry.
They bought a farm.
Ideal image,
right? They see people like you every day.
They bought a farm and now have to hunt raccoons because the raccoons are eating their chickens.
Oh.
That's a good, life's going well for you if you're like, I guess I got to start hunting raccoons.
Oh, I love raccoons.
You do?
Well, I don't want one, but they're funny.
being called ma'am at 31.
Oh, that's
rude.
That's going to happen.
And then buying a poop pinata for your kid's birthday.
Oh, the poop emoji. That's awesome.
I love that. We have one person on the line, and it is, I don't have the name, Kevin.
Is it Amy?
Yes, Amy.
Couponing. I never thought I would.
198, it's 8:10 with the morning show, and it's 36 now downtown.
It's terrible. It just is.
I'm tired of being tired over the weather.
And coats.
Yes. Enough.
And all my clothes, the winter clothes.
Yeah. So we want to make you laugh. And there was a new list that came out.
Yeah. It was about what kind of humor people find the funniest. And I don't know if you know this, if you're new to the show or you haven't listened a while, but we have a real live comedian on our show. And his name is Tim Convy.
I hate that. I already don't feel good about this.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm trying to pump you up. You know, the only way to pump Tim up is just to go, here's Tim.
Yeah. Low expectations. And then I just hit it out of the park.
He doesn't like the pressure.
All right. So they went through different categories of what people find the funniest. So we thought we would give you the category. Tim would give you the kind of humor that is. And we'll
just
see.
An example. Yeah. So some of it's my stuff. Some of it's not.
Okay. So what people find the funniest kind of humor is observations on everyday life. 72% find that the funniest.
Right. Which is, this is a joke I used to do. And then I had to stop doing it because Jerry Seinfeld did it in his last special. And it's like, you know, when people are crossing the street at a crosswalk and the car lets you go. And so you move your arms as if you're running, even though you're not walking any faster. But
you just move your arms.
Yeah. Everybody does it. You don't go any faster.
Yeah. Okay. Example. So that's the fun. That's what we like the most. Observations on the news. 47% of people find that the funniest.
And the news people have been talking about the Southwest Airlines thing that happened yesterday. A woman was sucked out of a window and killed, unfortunately, just the other day on Southwest Airlines. Southwest Airlines, obviously, it's affecting their business. But you know what's very popular since then on Southwest Airlines? Aisle seats.
People like.
I feel like it's too soon for me
really
to laugh at that, even though it's
soon.
Funny.
Wordplay. 31% of people love a wordplay joke.
This has also been on the news. James Comey's everywhere talking about this investigation that's just been going on forever. Am I right? It's like, Comey when this thing is over.
Tim, I think that is Tim's favorite kind of humor.
Yes, because that's when he does the
swing.
Yeah, you had one earlier today, My So-Called Life.
Oh, yeah.
Joke.
Which is the second time I've made a My So-Called Life joke on this show. Because Claire Danes is married to Hugh Dancy, who introduces her as my so-called wife.
Cringeworthy.
So now it's been three my so-called life jokes.
Controversial.
Oh.
Topics.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. Controversial or taboo subjects, 30%.
You're not supposed to joke about cancer, and I think it's funny. Whenever somebody gets cancer, people say the same thing. They say, he's a survivor. He's a fighter. He's going to beat this thing. Cancer messed with the wrong guy this time. If I got cancer, my friends and family would definitely not say that. They'd be like, yeah, this time cancer picked the path of least resistance. Tim struggled with the hiccups. I'm giving this one to cancer.
All right, and cringeworthy, awkward, and embarrassing situations.
So years ago, I was on this medication that one of the side effects was it made you very emotional. So I'd be crying all the time, and I knew what was going on. I knew it was because of the medication. But even like I'd be watching Cardinals games on TV, and I would start crying. So my dad one day is like, hey, I got tickets to the baseball game. And I said, yes. And then I'm like, oh, man, I'm going to the game with my dad, and it's a baseball game, and I'm on this stuff. I'm going to end up crying, not only in front of my dad, but in front of the stadium. It's going to be really embarrassing. So 4 innings in, I'm just hoping nothing exciting happens at the game. And then I look at my phone and I have like 20 texts. Every time there was a left-handed batter, I was on television. So not only would I potentially be crying in front of my dad, the stadium, but also on TV. So I did what I promised myself I'd never do, and I rooted against the Cardinals because I knew if they came back and pulled off a win, I would start crying on television and it'd be terrible.
All right.
That's the one I didn't want to do.
People find 28% of people find impressions to be the funniest.
You guys ready?
Yes.
This might be really bad. I'm going to try to do Cardi B. Yo, I just did like, and I got this baby coming, and it's like going to be like a really good, and we just, and the people that blasted it. That's my Cardi B.
I like how you were talking as it was getting bleeped.
Yeah, right.
Oh, man. We're never doing a segment that starts with, I don't know if you guys knew, Tim is a comedian.
Oh, it's my fault. This is all my fault. And finally, toilet humor.
That's the one Tim definitely does not like to do. No, you will not see that in his act.
No.
We need to get to the root problem of that.
It is a weird thing. Just for your information.
And you just read that it's only popular with 14% of people, so it's not a weird thing. I'm in the majority.
7% of people find nothing funny. I think I'm in that.
All right, this whole show.
And what percent of people find nothing I just did funny? Probably pretty high too.
Oh,
we're never doing those segments again.
Here's Lance.
Land of Lincoln on 255. Actually, now both ways.
Y98. We're not going to miss the weather. Let's be perfectly honest. Although we were complaining the other night at a little league game that, you know, the first person who complains about St. Louis being too hot in the summer, I think, is going to be beaten by an angry mob.
It'll be everyone. Yeah, too.
You know it's gonna happen. Yes. Yeah. I just don't. I'm hoping for a cooler summer than we normally have, but I also don't want to completely skip spring and go from what's today 56 to like 99 with the heat index of 117 next in a month. Come on,
come on,
come on, MN. But Cards Cubs canceled yesterday because it was too cold. Rain and snow in the forecast, and the game was postponed until today. It's a 1:20 first pitch.
1:20 first pitch. That's right.
Yeah.
And the it's crazy all the postponements that have happened, not only here, we've been a big part of them, but also throughout Major League Baseball. There have been 25 games postponed in just the first 3 weeks of the season, which is crazy.
Wow. I'm gonna call stink on like the Twins. Really? You're up in Minnesota and you didn't build a dome? You decided to have an open-air stadium?
Is this the most?
That's kind of on them. This is the most.
Wow.
There have been 25 weather-related postponements in the first month. One other time, and that was in 2007. There was actually 26, but it was because Cardinals pitcher Josh Hancock passed away.
Oh, that's right.
Wow. Yeah. So, but this is the weather related. But we're already at the April record, and there's a whole bunch of days left in April. So without a doubt, this will end up setting the record.
Wow.
Pretty crazy. And the craziest postponement, a couple days in Toronto, they have a dome, but they had to, you know, full dome, but they had to cancel it because falling ice pierced a hole in the roof.
Yeah, from this, it fell from the CN Tower. It was on the ice was on the CN Tower, and it fell, and it created like this 5-foot gash in the Rogers Air Center.
How crazy is that?
Oh my gosh!
And the Indians and the Twins played a game in Puerto Rico, and you're like, Puerto Rico, they still don't have power. Well, they had generators, and they broadcast it on ESPN.
Wow!
Oh, that's cool.
So that one still happened.
And then there was a big firing.
A big firing. The Cardinals, we just swept the Reds 4 straight games. We beat them so bad that they fired their manager. They just announced it a few minutes ago. Brian Price, they got rid of him, the Reds.
Wow.
And they're like, oh, we'll search for, they have an interim guy, Jim Riggleman, who's their bench coach. He's going to take over. And then they're like, yeah, we'll find a real manager at the end of the season. The Reds don't care. So yeah, we're very lucky that we get to play them so much this
season. Didn't you say earlier that that's like their worst start? In
they
like
are
50 years
3-15 if I'm not mistaken.
So yeah, Jim Riggleman.
Jim Riggleman.
Can't do any worse than they're doing now.
No, he just hangs out.
Yeah. Okay, one more baseball thing and then we'll there's something else really cool happening in St. Louis. Jordan Hicks is the best Cardinals player that most people don't know about. Do you know anything about Jordan Hicks?
Never heard of him. No.
Okay, he's our relief pitcher. Mm-hmm. He's 21 years old. He skipped college and like went right from high school into the minor leagues.
And only played a little bit in like rookie ball. Like he didn't do AA, AAA or anything like that.
Yeah. He has the 10 fastest pitches so far this season. And on Monday against the Cubs, he broke his own record. He threw a pitch that was 101.7 miles an hour against Chris Bryant. He is amazing. He would be our closer if he weren't so young. I don't think they want to freak him out. But he is...
Like Ankiel got freaked out?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a lot of pressure.
Yeah. So he's only 21. So so he's like the... He's like the middle reliever or whatever.
They bring him in some of the middle innings. And he's not completely sorted it out. I mean, he throws really fast, but we probably wouldn't want him a closer just now. But it is impressive what he's done.
Oh, my gosh. He holds the top 10 fastest pitches. Crazy. And Southwest, if you fly on Southwest and you hate the long lines, Terminal 2.
Security?
Yep.
Long lines?
They're adding another lane. They have, that'll make it 7 lanes, but here's the deal. They're adding one to pre-check. They have 3 pre-check lanes.
Gotta do that pre-check thing.
Oh my gosh. I think it's because everyone's signing up for it because it's actually a really good deal. It's like 80 something bucks, but it lasts for
5 years.
Something we have.
7.
We only have half the information, but,
leave your shoes on.
4, and then they have 4 standard screening lanes, but because Southwest keeps expanding. That security line sometimes can be brutal.
Oh yeah, you get there in plenty of time and then you're like,
am I gonna make it?
Yes.
On time? Yeah. So yeah, lots of cool stuff.
Entertainment Schmig coming up.
It is, and we will talk about Amy Schumer's very funny free association that she did yesterday on Ellen. We'll have it for you in the next 6 minutes on Y98. All right. We're just talking Hamilton off the air because I mean, every day you log on to Facebook and someone else is like, here I am at the Fox.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, it really is. And if you were down because you felt like you couldn't get tickets, how does a St. Louisan get tickets? Just go on the Fox's website. I know it was sold out initially, but there's a matinee today. And I went looking because I like kind
of... You're kind of upset. I did the same thing.
I want to go see it for a third time.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a bunch of seats still available. Some are limited view. They're on the side, but they're pretty close. But there are some... If you look around, there are some shows. Not on Saturday, I don't think, unless you want to pay a lot of money. Like $600 to sit in the orchestra level. But there are tickets for pretty much every show. So you... All hope is not lost.
Yes. No, it's worth it, too.
Do not throw away your
shot.
Good job, guys.
Mm-hmm. We're here for you, Tim, even though you don't think we are.
It's been a rough day.
It has not been rough.
It hasn't been rough at all. Okay, Amy Schumer on Ellen yesterday.
She answered Ellen's burning questions and revealed some embarrassing stuff in front of her mom, but here's just a sample.
Something you hate that everyone else loves.
Rod Stewart!
You hate Rod Stewart? How come? How long has this been going on?
My life.
Have you? What about Maggie May and Mandolin Wynn?
Can we get back to the question?
Okay. Who was your childhood celebrity crush?
Joey from the New Kids, and it still stands today.
Someone you like to do a love scene with?
Joey from the New Kids. Today.
Jordan Peele, we talked about it earlier this morning, made a video to show how it's getting harder and harder to believe what you see on the internet. The video is former President Obama, someone else voicing it. I believe it's Jordan Peele. And it's crazy.
It is.
You have to see it. It's online at Y98.com.
There's a side-to-side of Jordan Peele actually doing
the voice.
A voice with it running at the same. Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah. George H.W. Bush issued a statement on the passing of his wife, Barbara, and it actually made, there was some humor in it. It made me laugh. He called her the most beloved woman in the world, and he said he used to tease her that he had a complex about that, you know, when he was president. But he also referred to her as the enforcer.
Oh, it was great because Jenna Bush was, in an old interview, was talking to Barbara about being called the enforcer. You know, why do we call you the enforcer? Because I enforce.
So, a little St. Louis tie, you know, author Curtis Sittenfeld, she wrote American Wife, which is this thinly veiled account of the life of Laura Bush. And it's like, it's not an actual biography of Laura Bush, but I think she did enough research. And the person who is, I guess, supposed to be Barbara Bush, fascinating character. It is a very interesting read. And Curtis, here in St. Louis, she wrote Sisterland, and there's a reference to Y98 in there.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Thanks for the shout-out, Curtis. We talked earlier, too, about how Sarah Bareilles and Josh Groban are going to co-host the Tonys. That should be fun. And we didn't talk about Russell Crowe auctioning off a lot of his movie memorabilia, trying to come up with some cash. Well, John Oliver, from last week with John Oliver on HBO and formerly of The Daily Show, bought Russell Crowe's jock strap from
Is it
one
leather?
Of his movies. I believe it was from Gladiator.
I think.
And he bought some other movie memorabilia just to donate it to one of the last remaining Blockbuster stores. I believe two out of the three are still in Alaska.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool.
And Russell Crowe was just trying to like get some extra spending cash. He was so touched that John Oliver did that he's donating the money John spent to charity.
Oh, that sounds cool.
There you go. Series finale of Scandal tonight on ABC. And we also mentioned earlier this morning that Claire Danes says Homeland is ending. The next season, the eighth season, will actually be the show's last. She's pregnant with her second child. And Showtime kind of said, news to us, they said they haven't decided whether Homeland is done after season eight. But someone who's going to be finished with his acting career pretty soon, apparently, Nicolas Cage. He said he's only acting for another 3 or 4 years, and then he's going to hang it up.
So 3 or 4 years, he'll fit in 750 movies.
Yes.
And then he's going to work on directing. Speaking of directing, someone stopped John Travolta recently and asked him who his favorite director was to work with. And he said, obviously, Fred Durst.
What? From Quentin Tarantino gave him his livelihood back.
He worked with Quentin Tarantino. He's worked with Oliver Stone. He's worked with Nora Ephron, John Woo. And he said Fred Durst because apparently they worked together on an upcoming thriller, Moose.
He was just plugging his film.
Yeah.
Right.
Actually, I think he might. That just might be how John Travolta pronounces Quentin Tarantino.
Yes. I didn't think you did a bad job on that comic thing, but if you did, you just redeemed yourself right there.
Thanks. About 20% of people listening got it, but whatever.
And Amy Schumer, by the way, hosting Saturday Night Live May 12th with Kacey Musgraves singing, and then Tina Fey is hosting the finale the next week with Nicki Minaj performing. That's Entertainment Schmig, but it's time for celebrity birthdays.
I'm going to redeem myself here.
All right, Tim, you can go first every round.
James Franco.
He's
got to be older.
39.
40. Mm. Tim and Lance, both on either side of it. How about Hayden Christensen? Best known as Anakin Skywalker.
Terrible actor.
He's not good at all.
No.
36.
40?
I don't care.
That's the best
That's
answer.
That's not, you can't do that.
35.
39.
37. Tim was the closest. And finally.
Go ahead.
Kate Hudson. Just found out she's expecting her third child. How old is she?
I don't care for her.
She doesn't care for you either.
Tim, you just scored points with my wife right there.
Oh, really? Right. Good.
Oh, yeah. Thanks. Hugs her.
Really? Even in Almost Famous, she's so phenomenal in that movie.
Yeah, something about her bugs me.
Yeah.
Know why it is. You're still mad about her divorce.
Let's leave the divorce out of this. Yeah, I am a little bit mad about it. 37.
6.
40.
Yeah, I think I'm going to say 39.
39. Oh. 39. There you have it. That's Entertainment Schmig. More online at Y98.com. And Lance Hildebrand with a final look at traffic.
Sponsored by Napa Auto Parts, westbound 70 if you're coming out of...
Y98, it's Courtney and Company at 8:58. Okay, Tim didn't think that his last jokes were that funny. We enjoyed them. He's beating himself up for no reason.
20%, by the way, came from your John Travolta line.
Yes, about right. Yeah,
it was very good.
Yes.
So these are the outtakes. These are the jokes that are even less funny. And I just want to share too, because this sometimes you come up with something and you're like, I can't believe, but I wrote that. But so there were different topics, and one was a couple of things on there were controversial or taboo subjects, observations in the news, and I think I nailed both of those things. Oh, and then wordplay. So I was I was working on something where, you know, Barbara Bush just passed away, and that the Bush family was arguing over what to do, and most of the family wanted her to be cremated, but George didn't, and they got an argument, and at one point he said, read my lips, no new ashes.
Too soon.
It's not too soon.
Do you want to hear my favorite wordplay joke of all time?
I do.
Buckle up. So there's this frog, right? Anybody heard this one?
Nope.
No.
There's this frog, and this frog needs a new lily pad, right? So the frog does what anybody would do. He goes to the bank to try to get a loan, and he goes to the bank, and he talks to the bank teller, and it's this woman, Patty Black. Okay, so they go through the paperwork, and Patty Black's like, all right, Mr. Frog, everything checks out, but I need to know what you have as collateral in case this doesn't come through. What do you have? And the frog thinks about it for a minute, and he's like, I don't have much. I've got this little tin elephant, just like a little trinket. That's all he's got. Will that work for collateral? And Patty Black's like, I don't know. Let me check with my boss. So Patty Black goes back to her boss and says, sir, there's a frog here. He's a very nice man. He's looking for a new lily pad. He wants a loan. But the only thing he has for collateral is this little tin elephant. And the boss says, it's a knick-knack, Patty Black. Give the frog a loan.
That's like the interrupting cow joke. You kind of like it like that. Have you heard the interrupting cow joke?
Oh, of course he has.
Yes.
Of course. I was just checking. I thought maybe that was like too lowbrow for you.
No, would you like to tell it? I'd like to hear it.
No.
Oh, come on.
Not ready for it. See? Tim got it. Y98 with Zed and Maren Morris at 9:11. So I'm feeling good. Life is good. I had a pink Starburst. I had food. I had some coffee today.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your first day off of the juice cleanse.
I did a 3-day juice cleanse. It was fine. I was not starving. I actually got to the point where I was not missing food. Last night, everybody ate Panera and like mac and cheese and broccoli cheddar soup. And I just sat there and like drank my little drink and
sounds
was
sad.
Totally fine. The only thing I was missing and looking forward to was coffee. I realized that is one of my few just loves in life.
Well, it's not only a love. I don't know how long it takes to be okay after, if you give up coffee.
I felt okay. Driving into work today, I said I could probably go the whole day without coffee again, but I don't want to.
No. Juice cleanse decided. Is over.
Yes, juice cleanse is over. But I did break the juice cleanse yesterday.
Oh, you said you were fine last night. That's why.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Yesterday afternoon, I go to pick my daughter up from school, and they were doing something in the classroom where they were trying like different foods, and they were supposed to try chocolate-covered crickets. So I came into the classroom and I said, "Oh my gosh, how are the chocolate-covered crickets?" And the teacher said, "They didn't show up in time. They were supposed to get them next week. They're like delayed. The shipping's delayed." But we had regular ones and barbecue ones. And I said, "Oh, did Nora try one?" No, she refused. And she's sitting there like, "No," I said, "No, thank you."
Smart girl.
Yeah, did they send home a permission slip or were they just feeding
your kids? They actually did.
Okay.
They sent home a slip and said, "If you don't want your child participating in this, tell us and we won't give it to them." So I said,
that's when I would forge my mother's don't give it to her.
I mean, they can refuse. They're not going to force feed them. So when Nora said she didn't have it, I said, "Oh man, I mean, if I were here, I would have tried one." To which the teacher said, "Oh, we still have a bunch more."
Oh, no, you had to know.
I didn't know.
I hope you did the barbecue one.
They were all out of the barbecue ones.
Oh my God.
Why didn't you just say?
One of the kids liked it so much that he ate the whole, he asked, after all the kids tried the barbecue, he asked if he could finish the bag. So he did.
Keep an eye on that one when
right?
he grows up.
Yeah,
he's
right.
going to be trouble.
Oh. Don't let him hang out with your daughter.
Right.
They were going to get married earlier this year, but I think things didn't work out.
Yeah.
How do you feel about crickets? It's a deal breaker.
So here's the deal.
Normally
I would like renege on the whole thing and say, never mind. But Nora is the pickiest eater. She eats macaroni and cheese, chicken nuggets, and applesauce.
Sounds balanced.
And a grilled cheese. Yeah. I mean, she eats like, it's a rotating thing of four things. She used to eat seaweed.
Yes.
I know. She used to be like a really adventurous eater. And then she changed her mind and she doesn't eat anything. And it doesn't matter. I put it out on the table every day. She is so stubborn. Not like anyone else I know, that she will just sit there all night like, fine, then I won't eat. I mean, we've tried every game in the book.
She knows what she likes.
So I was like, oh my God. I said I
was. Was that a crack at me?
No.
Oh, you said stubborn.
No, like me.
No. I was like, because you remember my meat story from about that age.
So I'm like, I have to try these. I have to try them. I said I would.
Oh my gosh.
So then I said, Nora, do you want to try one with me? No.
But it took like an hour.
Finn's with me. Right.
I couldn't find it.
Finn's with me, and he's like, I'll try one.
Awesome.
And I said, great. I will try them together on the count of three.
Mm.
It actually was not terrible.
What was on it? Anything?
Nothing. They were like, they must have been fried or something because they were crunchy.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And they were small. It was like the size of a peanut. So it was fine. But I'm like, oh, this isn't too bad. And right as I'm like getting that like aftertaste of dirt.
Yeah.
Nora's like, I'll try one if you try one. Son of a gun. So do I have to try another
you
one?
Had to do another?
I had to have another one.
And she did it?
She did.
And?
She said they were okay.
Were they like corn nuts?
A little, but less corn and more
nuts.
I don't know. And then afterwards, both kids were like, what's, oh, there's still some stuff. Oh, that's a wing left on my hand. Do you want the wing?
Oh. Kevin had them down his pants before.
I did.
You did?
Yeah.
How many?
Like 700.
Yeah.
And why?
I don't know. We don't know. We don't even remember why.
Right.
Here's the thing, though. People
but I didn't eat those.
Oh, people have talked about them because they have so much protein in them. I mean, I looked at the nutritional stuff. I mean, there's a lot of protein. I would maybe eat one covered in chocolate or with barbecue, like if there were zombies and there was nothing left to eat on Earth. So that's my endorsement of crickets.
Grab your family, friends, and co. Feel it
still. Y98, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show. I have an update on a story we discussed yesterday or the day before. Can't remember. The GameStop burglar.
Oh, the one who didn't really disguise themselves with their disguise.
No, they took like a 24-pack plastic of the water bottles. You know how you take it off?
Oh, yeah, that keeps all the water bottles together.
Yes, and had that over his head. But where the hole on the side is, his face was in so he could see.
What was he?
So it wasn't a very good disguise, but everyone involved was like, I'm not messing with that guy. He looks insane.
He did look crazy. Well, they have identified him, the police. So now they're asking for the public to help. He's in Georgia. His name is Kerry Hammond Jr.
Okay.
And he won't be hard to spot because he's 6'1", 275, did the poor job obscuring his face, also had a very distinctive tattoo on his right forearm.
Cover that up. Mm-hmm. Wear a long sleeve shirt.
He has two other active felony warrants with burglary and criminal damage to property.
Ooh.
They are calling him Big Dasani. And then here's what they put on their Facebook page. St. Mary's police have noted that you can help us catch him once you stop laughing.
Wow. Yeah, it's like the Boonie Hat Bandit from around here a few years ago. Like, you knew it was a matter of time before he just came out and said, like, can you just give me a better name?
Big Dasani.
Yes. And we talked about earlier today, it's National Garlic Day. I celebrate every day. And according to a new survey, only 12% of people say it's okay to have garlic breath. Well, yeah, I mean,
nobody wants garlic breath, but who doesn't love? I mean, well, a lot of people don't love garlic, or it just doesn't sit with them right.
Mm-hmm.
They said if they're really attracted to you, though, they'll deal with it.
But doesn't your husband, doesn't he have a problem processing it?
He does. He used to always say he had a problem processing garlic. And I'm like, that's just another thing you made up. Like, you can't eat bananas because then everything tastes like bananas for 2 days.
He says that?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Weird. He has a weird thing where when he eats bananas, everything tastes like bananas. And I tend to believe him because he does have a problem. Well, I don't know that it's a problem processing garlic. He eats garlic and he just oozes garlic.
Out of his pores.
He tries not to eat it very often.
But like, God, it's so good.
Oh, there's a pizza that we get from Dewey's and it has whole cloves of like roasted garlic on top. It's so good. And he will take all of them off his pizza and I will eat them. I will just like not even eat them on the pizza. I will just eat them on their own. But one time he ate a bunch of garlic and I'm like, it'll be fine. And then later on that day, I was like,
wow.
Man, you really can't process garlic.
It's like hot dogs for me sometimes.
Yeah, you get the hot dog burps.
Mm-hmm.
Garlic bread is the most popular garlic food.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right.
A little cheese on it.
Only
garlic
three...
knots, the bread.
Those are good.
Yeah.
Those are great. 3% of people say they don't like garlic. And 14% say they put it on everything they cook. I put it on my breakfast this morning. He's garlic powder.
Oh, yeah. You can smell your breakfast always. And it smells good.
Yes.
Well, I don't know. I walked out in the kitchen this morning and someone said, man, do you have something in the oven? And I said, yeah. And she's like, yeah, it smelled like a Jen breakfast.
Yeah, that's you were in here. I was out there and someone's like, oh, it smells like a Jen breakfast.
So happy National Garlic Day, everyone.
The music you hear on Y98 is...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.